Let's get to agenda from yesterday. Kind of a busy agenda. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nope, nobody was present, Rich.
Review accounts payable claims, which a daily thing every meeting.
Yes, sir.
Board of Equalization meeting, a public hearing on 2023 final levies?
Yep. We had a public hearing on those and basically just finalizing a levy for the necessary taxes for 2023 and certified all levies to neighboring counties. And nobody was present for that public hearing. And so we passed all those levies and looks like budget season's behind us finally.
Yep. And levy the necessary taxes for 2023, certify all levies to neighboring counties?
Yes. Yep. We did all that. We handled all our levies, went through theirs, and we finalized and passed all those. Yes, sir.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, and you had a visit from Sheriff Kevin Darling.
Yep, Kevin stopped up, and we had a couple things to discuss there, Rich. One was the review of informal quotes for the law enforcement radios. We talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago. The radios that we have are analog, and we're having some issues with them, and the deputies are having troubles getting out and communicating with the dispatch center down there at the McCook Police Department. And so we Kevin provided two bids for us, one for Prairie States for in the amount of $36,450.10, and then a second bid from Platte Valley Communication in the amount of $39,586.82. And Kevin was good, obviously, with the cheaper one. It was apples to apples on the radio, same thing across the board. So we awarded the bid to Prairie States for these new radios. It's not only in-car, but also portable radios for the officers. And we used ARPA money for that as well. So we got that taken care of, and hopefully we can get those deputies so they're not stuck in an unsafe situation without, service. Mm-hmm. So you bet.
Review interlocal agreement with the city of Indianola for law enforcement?
Yep. That was the second thing we discussed with Kevin. The city of Indianola drafted this interlocal agreement up. Basically, the only change from that was that there was no part in there that talked about old settlers days and working that, or the mandatory number of staff that had to work that. So we agreed, Kevin was in agreement with it, so we voted and agreed to that interlocal agreement. It's a $6,000 per year, $1,500 quarterly that the city of Indianola pays the sheriff's office for basically for patrolling their streets, but also enforcing their ordinances. Yes, sir.
Crystal Deck, resolution number 1500, book 24, page 7, to issue county sales.
Yeah. So Crystal wanted to stop in and visit with us. We have 34 in all certificates, but there was a change in law where you cannot just send this out by mail and notify these individuals that they haven't paid their taxes. Now these have to be served in person by the sheriff's office. So obviously there is a serving fee there. And so we were kind of back and forth because the amount total in unpaid taxes on these certificates would be roughly $2,953. So by the time we pay the fee to the sheriff's office, we just weren't sure if it was worth it. But it was, in the end, we went ahead and voted to go ahead and have her issue those out and have the sheriff's office serve those certificates, and then just so we can clean up some things on her books and get those taxes paid. You bet.
Review informal quotes for security cameras at the Redalo County Courthouse.
Yep. And this came up again, Rich. The cameras that were currently in the courthouse were manufactured in China. And so now we can't have any Chinese cameras or those sort of things. It's not really uncommon, the State Patrol switching over their drones too, because they were Chinese made. And so this all came about with that. And so we did some informal bids two meetings ago, and then we wanted some bids revised on some trade-in on those cameras, if there was still some value to them. So we received a few bids here, one being from 2020 Technologies in the amount of $5,956, another bid from VK Electronics at $7,440, and then another company, IntelliPro, was $7,095. However, that was without installation. And after some discussion, we voted to go ahead and award the bid to 2020 Technologies for the cameras, in large part, obviously, the cost, but also the branded cameras are also installed at the sheriff's office and around the jail, so they'll integrate with one another. So we thought that would be probably not a bad idea. So we did that, Rich, and so, yeah, we awarded that to 2020.
Assessor Christy Correll on a request approval of commercial appraisal contracts.
So obviously we had the large reappraisal of commercial properties this last year, or this year, I should say. And so obviously if there's any cleanup or changes to the commercial property appraisals, we need to have somebody in place that does those. And so what we ended up with, we discussed this a few meetings ago. What Christy recommended was Central Plains Evaluation, and that's the group that did the last time as well. So we were thumbs up good with that, and we voted to approve them and contract them to do those commercial appraisals again this year. Yes, sir.
Review a proposal from Nebraska Department of Transportation for CCTV cameras.
Yes. So this was down in southwest Nebraska. I believe they're putting up three different cameras, one being here at the junction of Highway 83 and 6 and 34, just right here by Acres Equipment. And basically, they wanted to bring this to our attention, the county board's attention, just so if there was any historical value or anything, that they wouldn't be disturbing anything. And we didn't, as a board, we didn't believe that there was anything that would be problematic with them installing that camera. So we approved, or basically it was a correspondence. We really didn't vote to go on to anything with that. Rich?
Discuss drug and alcohol testing procedures.
Yeah, and we're still dealing with this. This was with for CDL drivers to do with the FMCSA clearinghouse, and then also just our CDL or DOT drug testing. And so we're still working on that. I was looking through some other options yesterday. We discussed this, and so we're still working on that. But yes, eventually we will get that in place for our CDL drivers at the county. Rich? Yes, sir.
Consent agenda had a few items there as well.
Yep. Item number one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. And then item number two was approved accounts payable. And then also item number three is authorized chairman signature on NACO voter registration. So obviously the approved the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners meeting and the Board of Equalization, we do that on the consent agenda every meeting, Rich. And then also we approved accounts payable in the amount of $247,605.24. And then we authorized chairman signature on NACO voter registration, basically showing that myself as the chairman and then Randy Dean is the vice chair. So we approved all three consent agenda items. We had a couple correspondence things as well, Rich. We had City of McCook certificate of resolution setting property tax request. Basically, the city just letting us know where they're at on their tax request, which was at $1,897,419.33, and is a 12.72% increase. So just letting the board know where they stood on that. Yes, sir.
And were two reports, I think.
Yeah, yep. We had a report from the clerk. Clerk and district court clerk's monthly revenue reports. The clerk's office took in $5,222.91, and the district court clerk took in $3,638.06. So, yeah, fairly lengthy meeting. We adjourned just shortly before 11 o'clock, and so it was another long one, Rich.
A lot of important stuff on there.
Yeah, there's always something. You bet.
Two more meetings for the month of October.
Yep, the next meeting will be October 23rd. And, 23rd and 30th.
Yes, okay, sir. Very good. And again, we always say the public would like to sit in on these meetings, 9 o'clock at the courthouse. You're welcome to do so.
Absolutely. The first part of the meeting is citizens' comments. So if anybody has any comments, questions, or concerns, you're more than welcome to come up and visit with us. You bet.
Always appreciate the time, sir.
Yep, thank you, Rich.